Welcome back to the Persuasion Pitch Podcast, or if you are new, welcome. I'm your host, Jess, and here we dig into scams, other unethical business practices, and cults. Hello, everyone. It's been a long time. Welcome to a very special episode of the Persuasion Pitch Podcast. Like I said in my intro, it has been a long time. So welcome back, everyone. Or if this is your first time listening, welcome. I do have a lot to go over today. And if you read the title, you already know what this is about. So with this topic, I feel like it's super important. I mean, of course, it's super important for everyone to speak about things that are going on that are unethical, etc. But it feels like me in particular, since I have been a makeup artist for so long and an esthetician, I've used a ton of these products. I've recommended a ton of e.l.f. products to people because it's affordable, and especially with the economy, etc., they really do have some good dupes and some decent products. Like, some of them are horrible, but I mean, that, we're not going to do the whole a review today. That's not what this is about. But so that, along with me, you know, being a makeup artist, along with having this podcast that I talk about cults and scams, etc., with, and I know that it's been a while, but regularly on my TikTok, I am talking about scams and anti-MLM. And I have been very active on my TikTok, by the way. So if you want to follow that, my podcast does have a TikTok, but it's like 100 and something followers. But you can follow my main one or both. But yeah, so those two things together is why I felt like I had to do this. I had to say something about this, do an episode about this. And that is why we are here. All right, so I am going to go over a little bit of history of the MLM cult Nexium. I do know that most of you guys that listen to me or that are involved with anti-MLM, anti-scam, etc., you have already heard about this. But if you want to stick around, you can. And for those who have not heard about this MLM cult, I'm going to briefly, and I mean very briefly, go over it, because you can just search this and there's just so much information about everything and how it happened. There's been a ton of documentaries. Sarah Edmondson has a podcast about it. It is all over. I'm sure if you're saying I've never heard of it, you have definitely heard of it. Also, a trigger warning for abuse, and that's emotional abuse, financial abuse, trigger warning for all abuse. So this was an MLM. It was accused of being a Ponzi scheme, and it was a cult. So the business of this was you recruited people to become part of it, and the service that they had was self-improvement. So it was self-improvement, self-help, and there were offshoots as well. And the co-founder, Keith Raniere, he was sentenced to 120 years in prison. Also, Allison Mack was charged. So there were celebrities that were in this MLM. They were extremely abused. Sarah Edmondson, who I mentioned prior, was branded. And so this is the cult MLM, Nexium. Okay, so now let's go ahead and talk about what on earth this has to do with e.l.f. Cosmetics, unless you've already heard. I would say unless you're living under a rock, but I do know people right now that have actually not heard of it until I told them, so I'm not going to say that. All right, let's go ahead and get into what's going on and how all of this goes together, okay? All right, so There is a marketing firm, and the name of this marketing firm is called Movers and Shakers. So it's been revealed that the marketing firm Movers and Shakers has ties to the NXIVM cult. So when e.l.f. Cosmetics partnered with Movers and Shakers, they went viral on TikTok. So it actually attracted the most user-generated videos that TikTok had ever seen at that time with this brand campaign that they did. And so this is the trend. I'm going to play it for you. I'm sure you've heard of it. You know, the eyes, lips, face campaign. All right, so let me go ahead and play it. I know that you've heard it.
Do that thing with your eyes. Let me see them lips.
All right, so that's what I'm talking about. You had to have came across that at some point. So the co-founders of Movers and Shakers, they did go ahead and they confirmed that they did participate in a leadership training course that was run by NXIVM, the cult. They did confirm that. And then while looking into what I'm about to read to you, the source, I was like, who, where did this even come from? What I'm about to read to you. And when I found the source, it directed me to a LinkedIn profile as a source by someone named Jonathan Jacobs. And all right, so let me go ahead and read this to you guys. But also, it's kind of strange because there's things within this image. And the source is like source e.l.f. press release. So either way, let me go ahead and let you guys know what this says. All right, so it says here that e.l.f.'s marketing communications increase the message of joy. And basically, it does say that once Movers and Shakers became in with e.l.f. Cosmetics, which was late 2019, and joy, like your joyful joy messages began to frequently appear in e.l.f.'s public messages in January of 2020. So here's kind of like a timeline. So in January 2020, okay, yeah, so this is press releases that came from e.l.f. So January 2020, someone by the name Corey with a K. I'm not sure how to pronounce their last name, to be completely honest with you, but they are the chief marketing officer for e.l.f. And this is a quote. It says, "It was so exciting to be a part of Republic's Grammy night and gratifying to work with a partner who shares our values of supporting diversity, inclusivity, and joy through individual expression." I mean, I agree with the diversity and inclusivity, but they're just pointing this out because it mentions joy. So December 2020, same individual, Corey, I don't have to say his name, the chief marketing officer, said, "We intend to bring holiday cheer to the season in a way that e.l.f. has never done before, through music, self-expression, and pure joy." January 2021, same individual, "We created a holiday playlist to bring joy and entertain thriller audiences while celebrating beauty with a community of music enthusiasts." August 2021, this is a different person, Patrick O'Keefe, who is the VP of Integrated Marketing. So he said, quote, "Tierra is a leader and she brings joy to everything she does. We're excited for this epic launch that will combine the energy, style, creativity of Tierra and Big Mood." So they're showing like joy, like the word joys and all of these things. So February 2023, Corey again, the chief marketing officer, said, "This is e.l.f. Cosmetics' biggest lipstick launch yet. This is e.l.f. Cosmetics' biggest lipstick launch yet. And we're going all in." Corey adds, "We're disrupting norms in another eyes, lips, first entertaining beauty moment, the kind of elf community has come to anticipate for pure, what is it, guys? Joy. Okay. All right. And then this is the last one I'm going to quote, September 2023. And this is Christine Cassidy, VP, GM of Elf. So she was, she said, "We want every eye, lip, and face feel the joy of freedom of expressing their truest elf. Join us on this elfing." Oh, yeah, like that. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Amazing journey. So, the correlation is that the sex cult, the Nexium cult, they, like, that is what they did. Like, they wanted to, you know, they would talk about joy. Joy, joy, joy. Okay. And then once Elf Cosmetics started working with movers and shakers, then yeah, you see where I'm going with this, right, guys? You see where I'm going with this. So the investment firm, it is the Spruce Point Capital Management Investment Firm. They went ahead and they put out a statement on their website in regards to what is going on. On November the 9th, 2023, they put out the statement that after conducting a forensic financial review of Elf Beauty, one of the most richly valued stocks in the cosmetics and beauty industry, Spruce Point questions why Elf partnered with Movers and Shakers, an advertising agency co-founded by former members of the Nexium cult. We find evidence that suggests Movers and Shakers has messaging, branding, and continued connections to the teachings of imprisoned cult leader Keith Raniere and his loyalists. The report reveals evidence that Elf has used marketing messages that appear similar to those frequently used within the cult and urges retail partners, including Target, Walmart, and Ulta, to reevaluate their connections with Elf. Based on our investigation, we estimate a 45% to 65% downside risk, or $34.35 to $54 per share. And that is something. All right, so Movers and Shakers also came out with their own statement, letting everyone know that they are joining Stagwall to expand their capabilities. And this says a letter from our co-founders, Evan and Jeffrey, November 2nd, 2023. It says, "To our incredible community of clients and partners, over 7 years, we founded Movers and Shakers." And just basically, I'm just going to go over it. Mainly, it's saying that they are joining Stagwall and to accelerate their brand and to grow, and that they spent this past year meeting with dozens of potential partners across the industry, and they searched, okay, it says right here, quote, "We searched for like-minded disruptive thinkers who are also committed to our values like joy and caring collaboration," so on and so forth. They said the word joy again in their statement. They said it again. They were like, "I'm going to get one more joy up in there. That's what I'm going to do." All right. And so how did all of this even come about? So the claim, and everyone knows about this now because of Spruce Point Marketing. They are the ones who first made this claim. And they do like short reports, and they show if a stock is overpriced, etc. So Brandon Porter, a doctor, he's a doctor, and he allegedly, well, there's evidence, because, you know, Nexium did go to to trial for Keith Raniere whenever he was sentenced, etc. And there's evidence that Brandon Porter, the doctor, performed unauthorized human experiments for Nexium. And one of the co-founders for Movers and Shakers, he gave a character testimony on behalf of Brandon Porter. In the midst of recording this episode, I received a message on TikTok. I'm not sure who it's from. There's no photo. They don't follow anyone and they have no followers. And the message contained a link to an article that I want to go over with you guys, and I'll also link it in the show notes. Viral marketing powerhouse. So it basically says that even though Nexium is no longer, it states that not all of its members have deprogrammed. Among those allegedly close to the cause are the founders of an initial marketing company. After the fall of Nexium, the sex cult, a marketing company with ties to the organization, spiraled into success, gathering immense influence. Movers and Shakers is a TikTok marketing powerhouse founded by Evan and Jeffrey with a list of influential clients, especially cosmetics companies targeting young women, and was recently acquired by advertising powerhouse Stagwall. And we already went over most of this stuff. So it does say, however, an anonymous former Nexium member told the Mirror that Evan and Jeffrey also have deep history and continuous connections to Nexium, the notorious sex cult, which branded and starved many women. Following a recent public decision from Spruce Capital Management to take a short position in Elf Beauty, citing the cosmetics company association with Movers and Shakers and their alleged history with Nexium, the founders of Movers and Shakers, they denied any significant involvement with Nexium. So they also told Ad Age in a statement that they took a leadership development course through Nexium in 2010 and ceased participation entirely after the, quote, shocking and abusive behavior by some of Nexium's leaders were revealed. Although they deny substantial involvement in the organization and claim that their company was unaware of the horrific acts, multiple sources, including former members of Nexium and former employees of Movers and Shakers, told the Mirror otherwise. A former member of Nexium claimed to the Mirror that both of these founders were coaches in Nexium's executive success programs. To become a coach, an individual must follow the Stripe path, which involved attendance at many classes, which were costly. The process was lengthy and expensive, but promised the ability to teach others the curriculum. As recently as April 2018, after Keith Raniere's arrest, and months after the New York Times wrote an expose about Nexium, these founders of Movers and Shakers, they continued to boast their Nexium involvement on their website. The page read, "He currently partners with the best program he ever found, Executive Success Programs. He closed his business consulting company and partnered with ESP instead." Additionally, one of the co-founders, they received reserve seating at a key Nexium event, the cult leader Keith Raniere's birthday celebration, according to videos. It also features footage of the founders performing on stage at an event. A former cult member claimed to the Mirror, "It's known the better auditorium seats are given to higher ranking members. Well, it seems at least one of them had a terrific seat and location only a few rows away from the celebrated birthday boy." And they're speaking of course, Keith Raniere. Also, the founders are close friends with Allison Mack and her ex-wife, Nikki. Mack was recently released from prison after serving 2 years of the 3-year sentence for her connection to the Nexium organization. The actresses were both high-ranking members, and Mack is particularly known as a close confidant within Raniere's inner circle. Mack and Klein referenced their friendship with the founders through tweets and were photographed together at a NXIVM event. It goes on to talk about how the culty company culture at Movers and Shakers and their mission was to spread joy. And we did go over that already. An anonymous employee told the Mirror, quote, "It operates more like a cult than anywhere I've worked," whenever they are speaking about Movers and Shakers. According to multiple former Movers and Shakers employees, the founders seemed proud of their time in NXIVM. Multiple sources described a meeting years after Keith Raniere's arrest and the founders addressed their affiliation. Also, according to the Mirror sources, they weren't a part of the wrongdoing, but they didn't denounce it at the time. In fact, a founder allegedly told one source they did not regret their involvement with the cult. In a recent statement, they say that they condemn the actions of NXIVM and Keith Raniere, but in a contradiction, one source claimed to the Mirror they didn't feel bad for what happened. They feel bad about how it ended. And you did hear me talk about ESP. So ESP stands for Executive Success Programs. And that is a curriculum that is called the Rational Inquiry. And the other practitioners, they taught their students through ESP, Executive Success Programs, the professional, quote, professional leadership training course that the founders of Movers and Shakers admitted to have taken, which is a multi-level marketing scheme. After a review, the Rational Inquiry curriculum was described as cult-like by forensic psychologist John Hochman in 2003, only 5 years after the program was founded. Former Movers and Shakers employees described to the Mirror some chilling parallels between the Rational Inquiry curriculum and Movers and Shakers culture. Like I said, I'm going to put a link to this article in the show notes, and everyone should definitely go to the link because there is an image where it shows Keith's curriculum, how it was drawn out before it was put into a workbook, and you can actually see where he drew everything out. Okay, and I do want to touch on one other thing really fast. So you know how I mentioned Dr. Brandon Porter earlier in the episode? Well, Keith Raniere and Dr. Brandon Porter, they claimed, and this is kind of a side note here, but they claimed that they had devised a way to cure Tourette syndrome and obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD. What? What? There is no cure for that. I just wanted to put that in there. So I'm curious, what's going to happen? What's going to happen with e.l.f. Cosmetics? Is it going to be wiped off the shelves at Walmart and other retailers? I'm not sure, but we shall see because this is huge. Also, you have to think, was there some type of motive for Spruce Point to report this all of a sudden? Right after this was published, the e.l.f. stock dropped by 6%. And as I sit here and I'm recording this, I'm looking up the stock to see kind of how it's going and how things are fluctuating. And I am going to be 100% transparent. I'm confused. I'm extremely confused on it. So if you know about those types of things, you can take a look at that. And also, why now? Why are they just coming out and saying this now? Is it because, why did they do this now? You know what I mean? I don't know if there is an ulterior motive or not. We really cannot sit here and say this is e.l.f.'s fault because did they know? Did they know that who they were associating with was involved with this cult? I am not sure. I don't know if there is an ulterior motive with this coming out. I also read, because it does disclose this, that Spruce Point has a short position in e.l.f. Beauty, and this is coming from Business Wire. Also, Jen Loves Reviews did an amazing YouTube video on this, and I recommend everyone go watch that. So it does say via Business Wire that, as disclosed, Spruce Point has a short position in e.l.f. Beauty Inc. and owns derivative securities that stand no net benefit if its share price falls. So therefore, Spruce Point is going to benefit if the shares for e.l.f. Cosmetics, if those fall. So let's go back to the title. Does e.l.f. Cosmetics support a cult? e.l.f. Cosmetics directly, they have not supported a cult, but they did hire a company who was involved with a cult. So I'm going to leave you guys with that. Now, I know that this is a ton of information all packed in, so I understand that. I just felt like it was important to get this out to everyone, and I'm sure, I mean, this is not the last that you're going to hear about it. It's pretty much all over. It's all over social media, and I just felt like I really needed to address it. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope that everyone has an amazing rest of your week.